Welcome to another edition of the Aviation Minute. Some of the mail after last week's show about the pilot shortage made it clear that much of the problem is focused around money. Is it ever? But it's not just about the regional pilot salaries that haven't changed much in years, nor is it about the fact that pilots keep accepting those low-paying jobs. There's actually a safety issue that's been wallowing around the background of this pilot shortage issue, and no one's been talking about it. And it's all about money. For years, airline consumers have never been quite sure which airline they're actually flying on when they climb aboard a regional airplane. To someone who buys a ticket to Des Moines on United.com and just never happens to read the fine print on their boarding pass, well, they assume they'll be flying on a United Airlines airplane. And we all know that isn't true. The majors only contract and code share with regional airline feeders, of course, but they also do a pretty nice job of camouflaging that service. The United feed between O'Hare and Des Moines, for instance, is operated by either ExpressJet or Transstate Airlines as the United Express operation. Of course, ExpressJet also happens to provide a similar airplane and crew, painted in different colors, of course, to Delta Airlines as a connection flight or to American as part of the American Eagle feed. So how do the major airlines decide which regional airline gets which segments? They actually award contracts to the feeder that gives them the cheapest price to fly the trips. That means, of course, the feeders are constantly trying to undercut each other just to survive. Regional airlines are already having a tough time hiring pilots with the necessary experience. And while it's true there hasn't been an accident, the regionals, since the 2009 crash in Buffalo, I wonder how much more the regionals can squeeze from their operating costs before these cuts start affecting safety. Running an airline training department, for instance, isn't cheap. I wondered how passenger bookings might change if an airline commercial ended with this kind of a disclaimer. Psst, by the way, the regional connector we use at our major hubs, we contract that out to the cheapest airline we can find. But don't worry, it's fine. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark.